Wisdom Figures. Reflection for Friday, May 2nd, 2025. In the face of conflict in the Acts of the Apostles, Gamaliel emerges as a voice of reason and has the wisdom of faith. Can we see ourselves as wisdom figures? We used to live in a time where there were, in political office, people we would refer to as statesmen or stateswomen. These were individuals who could see the importance of a moment and rise to articulating a wise opinion. It is a characteristic that is widely absent in the current world of politics. We have witnessed all week the stress and tension in the Acts of the Apostles. Despite the magnificent deeds of God, the focus seems to have been more about the hurt and jealous feelings of the Sanhedrin. And it was not pretty at all. But today, let us see that not all in the Sanhedrin were of one mind. Today we encounter a revered Jewish scholar of the law, Gamaliel. It was Gamaliel who taught St. Paul before his conversion. While they did not share the same interpretation of the Hebrew scriptures, we can expect they respected each other. Where St. Paul, back when he was Saul, was more of a zealous preacher of the law, believing the Messiah would not come until the Jewish people observed the law completely, Gamaliel was more likely to seek common ground. We get such an example today. Rather than take on the apostles with zealous opposition, Gamaliel suggests discernment. What if these miracles at the hands of the apostles are from God? If they are not, how would this movement be any different than other times where someone has made dramatic claims? The Second Vatican Council referred to the need to read the signs of the times. What this meant is that the ultimate task for a person of faith is to seek out God. Where is God active in the world? How is it God will heal us? Can God forgive our sins? How is it God wants us to live? We are at a significant moment for discernment in the church. Rather than the secular media's obsession with seeing the conclave as a matter of politics, like the elections that recently occurred in Canada, the real story should be the degree the cardinals are discerning. Who is it God is calling to lead the Catholic Church as Pope? And this sets a model for us, for we can be tempted to react boldly. We can shut people down simply because we get angry for what they believe. And the worst temptation of all, sometimes we limit God. We only see the hand of God when God does exactly what we want. How is it God wants to help us to believe more strongly in Him? What is it we need to do to discern, that is, to see what God is doing in our lives and what God wants from us? How can we allow our faith to be affirmed on the one hand, but allow ourselves to be challenged on the other? Gamaliel helps us to see the ultimate question he poses in the Acts of the Apostles is a good question for us too. Is this from God or not? Can we see the wisdom of God in the events of our lives? Or are we too caught in seeing only what we want to see? Jesus, of course, is the ultimate wisdom figure. He sees the world where the ultimate question is the will and the work of the Father. So when confronted with a problem, like today where there is not enough food, or at the wedding feast in Cana where there is not enough wine, Jesus can focus on the signs and wonders of God. And maybe this leads us to a good prayer for today. For in all instances, what we need more than ever is the ability to trust in God, to believe in God in such a way that we can love God and to do what God wants. And so today, pray this: Jesus, I trust in you.